The day after tomorrow, during the service at Temple Shalom in Fayetteville, a ceremony will take place that's deeply ingrained in the Ashkenazi culture, an introduction of some of the youngest members of the congregation by their Hebrew name. You might call it a naming ceremony, but Rabbi Jacob Adler says it's more than that.
But rather, introducing the person to the community under their new name, so that the people present are, in effect, witnesses. So if you were there and someone said, oh, I'm Yosef, and they doubted it, they'd say, well, call Kyle. He was there. He'll tell you. So everyone there is witnessing the proclamation of their new name. All you need to do really to get a name is your parents say, your name is so-and-so, and that's your name.
This is part of the regular service?
Yes, it is.
So generally this happens when someone is very young?
Yes, very young. Traditionally, for girls, at the first Sabbath after they're born, and for boys, at their circumcision on the eighth day. But we don't have services every week, and we don't have a circumciser, so it doesn't always happen that way. And sometimes, just for other reasons, it doesn't happen that way. The parents might not belong to a synagogue when the baby's born, or who knows what. But for various reasons, it might not happen at the usual time.
How does a parent choose the name? Is it much like my parents chose mine?
Well, you can choose anything you want, but there are certain traditions. Over 90% of American Jews are Ashkenazim, which means they are descendants of Jews who lived in Central and Eastern Europe. And there's a strong Ashkenazi tradition to name after deceased relatives and not to name after living relatives. So a lot of people are named after a grandfather, an uncle, an aunt, great-grandfather, great-grandmother.
But not after a living relative.
Not a living relative.
And why is that?
Well, it is a reason that I regard as superstitious, but it was said that you might accidentally fool the angel of death. So if you had old Moshe and young Moshe, the angel of death might come with a warrant to take Moshe, Moshe Solomonson. And so he looks around. There's young Moshe Solomonson. And he takes him by accident instead of the old Moshe Solomonson. So it's a dangerous kind of thing.
Well, even if you go beyond what might be superstition, it just does alleviate confusion.
It alleviates confusion, and it also emphasizes the uniqueness of each person.
If it's part of the regular service, do the parents come up with the children? How does it work?
Well, the parents come up with the children, and there's a special blessing for the mother. As part of that blessing, the name is proclaimed, along with the wish that the child, the parents might have the privilege of raising the child for a life of Torah, a partner if they so choose, and a life of good deeds. And the blessing for the mother, it's not that we don't wish blessings for the father, but the mother did the hard work of bearing the child. And in the old days, it was dangerous as well as hard, and many mothers died in childbirth, so a special blessing so she should be well. But still, you know, a mother's part in bearing the child is much harder than what you and I do. So she gets the blessing.
The name that happens through this ceremony, this service, is not necessarily the name you'll go by at school?
No, very likely not. Outside of Israel, most Jewish people have a vernacular name, English in the United States, German in Germany, and so on, as well as a religious name, which is usually Hebrew, occasionally Aramaic, and very often Yiddish. And it's used for religious purposes. So when you are called up for some special role in the synagogue, they'll call you up by your Hebrew name.
Rabbi Jacob Adler from Temple Shalom in Fayetteville is also a teacher of philosophy at the University of Arkansas. The ceremony he was discussing takes place at Temple Shalom Friday as part of the regular service, and he says the public is invited. Thank you.